Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Vov, the 136th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a very special Mizmor, and it is called Hallel HaGodol, the Great Hallel. We'll soon see why. It is 26 psukim long, and is a very simple structure. There is some praise of Hashem in the first half of each sentence, and the second half of the sentence is Ki Le'olam Chastoi, for his kindness is everlasting. In terms of themes, there are a few different sections we could break it up into, although they are really not necessarily meant to be broken up into sections. It's meant to be one continuum, but generally speaking, there's clusters. So the first three are talking about thanking Hashem in general. Then the next six, from Dalad to Tes, are the wonders of Hashem in creation. Then the wonders of Hashem in history as he took Israel out of Egypt. Then moving into Chof Gimel to Chof Dalad, Hashem finances and sustains his creation, and a call to thank Hashem in the last two psukim. It is worthwhile noting that this section, Kuf Lamed Vov 136, is actually parallel to Kuf Lamed He in many ways. And that's why if you look carefully in the previous Mizmor in 135, you'll notice that psukim Yud to Yud Beis, those three psukim are essentially broken up into the semi-breves in Kuf Lamed Vov 136, psukim Yud Zayin to Chof Beis. There's very much as a parallel, and in fact we saw that in the Yerushalmi this is considered one long mizmor of Hallel HaGadol. In terms of the themes of our mizmor, Kuf Lamed Vov, there's a lot of themes at play. One interesting point and perspective, perhaps, which is enlightening to start off this discussion, is the comment of the Chida. The Chida points out that if you look at the beginning of every verse, it asks and praises Hashem about something He gives us in this world. So Hashem gives us sustenance, He gives us freedom, He gives us sovereignty, He gives us protection. And at the end of every verse, we say, Ki Le'olam Chastoi, for His kindness is everlasting. The way that the Chida understands the operation of this Mizmor works is that we are thanking Hashem for giving us the wherewithal within this world to be able to do actions which will give us posterity, which will give us everlasting immortality in the world to come. This world, Hayom La'asoysom, it is this world to achieve greatness, and Le'machar La'kabel Scharam, and in the world to come to achieve the results of our actions. What we are thanking Hashem for is the space and ability to achieve what we need to be doing in this world, Ki Le'olam, for the eternity of Chastoi, of His Chesed in the world to come. And that's the way we should be looking at this Mizmor. We should be noting as well that this is said in a responsive nature. So it seems Shadal, Rav Lutzato, comments in Shmois at the beginning of Azyashir, that this seems to be have set up in a way that the first half of every pasuk was said by the leader. He would turn to the crowd and say, Hoidu l'Hashem ki tov, give thanks to Hashem for His good, and the crowd would respond to him, Ki lo'olam chastoi, for His kindness is everlasting. And then the narrator or the leader would go on to the next one, Hoidu l'Elokei ha'Elokim, and so on. Each verse would be started by the leader and finished by the crowd, which is pretty unique when it comes to Mizmore Tehillim. In terms of other themes, there is a theme of sustaining the world. So although there's a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His role in history, and specifically in Jewish history, and the chosenness of the nation of Israel, and the giving them of the land of Israel, it seems to be going towards the climax of the idea of Hashem sustaining this world, where the last two psukim are, Noisein lechem lechol basar, Hashem gives bread, sustenance to all flesh, Ki lo'olam chastoi, Hoidu l'keil hashamayim, praiseworthy be the power of Hashem in heaven, Ki lo'olam chastoi, which seems to indicate that it's not just about seeing Hashem's hand in history, but it's seeing Hashem's hand in our finances, in the way that we earn our livelihood, in the interviews that work out, in the job opportunities and the deals that are closed. That is where we're supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The number 26 in this Mizmor is an important number, and that is there are 26 verses, and the Gemara takes this very seriously. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us that the reason why it's 26 verses long is because, as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, there are 26 generations from Adam, from the first generation of human beings, until Matan Torah. And in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the world on credit. He was allowing us to live, even though we did not necessarily have the system by which to live, which is the Torah. We didn't necessarily have the guiding principles necessary to be able to substantiate our own existence, to validate the fact that we do exist. Which means, if you think about this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us the world on credit. And it was only after we got the Torah itself that we had the wherewithal to be able to know what we're supposed to be doing with this gift of life that we were given. Which is pretty remarkable considering that we're talking about almost 2.5 millennia into the creation of humankind, which is 26 generations. What that means to say is that the 26 generations of the Kilo Alam Chastoy, for his kindness is everlasting, is really reflecting the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept us around long, long, long after and waiting for a very long time for us to really substantiate our existence in the first place. The Darshe Rishimois, those who see this in a Kabbalistic light, also notice that this is the numerical value of the Shem Havaya, of the name Yud-Hei and then a Vav and a Hei, and that is also the notion of what Hashem's essence is, which is outpouring of goodness ultimately, even sometimes when we don't deserve it. And I think we can see this on the microcosm on every human being's life. A human being is born demanding, pulling towards themselves, not being thankful, being in a certain sense, a magnet for need. And slowly as the child grows up, the parents give them more and more until they become independent. And slowly and hopefully, they can be a contributing member of society, a ben or bas Torah, a person who's going to now invest in the world. But it takes a lot of investment at the beginning before the results are in fact reaped. It's worthwhile noticing that there are references to be found in this Mizmor across Tanakh, which means that if you take Psukim, no less than 14 of the Psukim can be found in different permutations elsewhere across Tanakh, which indicates that our Mishorer, our narrator, is able to marshal all these different situations and circumstances into this one coherent message of thanking Hashem for all these different situations. Why the name Halel Gadol? Why is this called the Great Halel? So it appears in a few places. The earliest place it appears is in the Mishneh in Tanis at the end of the third Perek, Mishneh Tes, where it tells us that it was talking about where there was a certain place, there was a city called Lod, where they did not have rain at the right time, and they declared a fast day in Lod. And before it was even midday, the rain came upon the declared fast day. So, Omer Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon declared that they could go out, and they could make a Yom Tov, even though they declared a fast day, because the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been so imminent and clear. And that's what they did. And then the afternoon came, they recited Halel HaGadol, referring to our Mizmor, as the Mepharshim explain. Obviously showing that our Mizmor is about Hashem sustaining the world, and that's the apex of this Mizmor. Another place that we hear reference to this is in the Gemara Psachim Kuf Yud Chesam Aleph, which describes the procedure upon the fourth cup of wine that was said was called the Birkas Hashir at the end of the Haggadah. This is when we get to the area of Halel. And the Gemara says that it was said, this cup was said over Halel HaGadol as well. Why was it called Halel HaGadol? So Rabbi Yehuda explains, Mehoidu Ad Naharos Bavel, it's from Hoidu, which is the beginning of our Mizmar, to Al Naharos Bavel, which is Kuf Lamed Zayin, the beginning of the next Mizmor. And the Gemara says, why is it called Halel HaGadol? Rabbi Yochanan says, Mipnei Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Beruma Shel Olam Umechalek Mezonos Lechol Beria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands, so to speak, in the celestial lofty spheres of this world and divides food for every creation that needs it. This is, in a certain sense, the very bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This is basics and bones that every creation needs for sustenance, and that's what this Mizmor is talking about. If we didn't talk about this Mizmor, we would not even be getting off the ground to talk about anything else afterwards. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it's hard to identify a specific event because so many events are mentioned. Although the Da'at Mikra, Rav Amar Socham, does suggest that maybe the Meshorer, the narrator, is responding to some salvation that has happened in his life, and he's contexting it, he's giving the context of all the past events in Jewish history leading up to this event. Baruch Hu will redeem us from all of our difficulties, and therefore perhaps a hope for that. It could also be, this is not referring to a specific tragedy or redemption, it could be referring to the fact that we hope and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us in the future from all untoward circumstances. When we consider the places in our davening that this mizmor appears, it is one of the added mizmorim to our Pesukei Dezimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov, alongside Mizmor Kuf Lamed Hei, its sister mizmor. The Vilna Gaon does note, the Vilna Gaon who attributes a Shir Shel Yom to every day, he says it is the Kuf Lamed Hei 135 is the Shir Shel Yom of the fifth day of Pesach, and Kuf Lamed Vav, our mizmor, is the Shir Shel Yom of the eighth day of Pesach, obviously relating to Exodus of Egypt, which seems to be a centerpiece of this as well. Pasuk Vav seems to be the basis of one of Abrekas HaShachar, which is Lo Roika Haaretz Al HaMayim, Hashem spreads the earth over the seas, that there's foundation for existence, terrestrial life. Pasuk Zayin seems to be the basis of one of the Birkas Kriya Shema, Lo Oisei Orim Gedolim, Hashem makes great luminaries. And Pasuk Chof Hei seems to be the basis of Birkas HaMazon, Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar, Hashem gives food or sustenance for all flesh. So what it seems to be said over here is that this mizmor is so much a basis and foundation for what Anshe Knesset HaGdola later on did and turned these psukim into actually blessings. We're going to look at two psukim in the spotlight. The first three psukim themselves form an interesting section, a interesting triplet of psukim, where it goes, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, praiseworthy, thank Hashem because He is good, Ki Lolam Chastoi. Hodul Elohei HaElohim Ki Lolam Chastoi, praise, give thanks to Hashem, who is the God of gods or powers, because His kindness is everlasting. Hoidu la'adonai ha'adonim, gives thanks to the Master of Masters. So the Shlach HaKadosh notes that in this world there are different ideas or powers. One is called Elohim, which refers to agents or sarim over the nations. It's not God. It means to say it's referring to a particular celestial being which is in charge of that nation. So for instance, the angel of Egypt was smitten before the Egyptians themselves were smitten. And then there is Adonim of powers and forces in nature. What this mizmor is conveying to us is that these forces are real and true and they exist, but Hashem is Elokei HaElohim. He is the power over all of these sarim. He is also the Adon over all the Adonim. He is the master over all masters and all forces in nature. In a funny way, I once heard it said, is to understand that Mother Nature has a father. And understanding that everything submits under the pyramid to God, HaKadosh, ultimately. Last pasuk, just to focus on, is pasuk Dalid, in which we say, La'oisei nifla'ois gedalois levadoi, Hashem does great wonders alone. What exactly does it mean He does it alone? So the Zohar HaKadosh says an interesting thing. He quotes Rabbi Pinchas, who says, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it alone? So he says, a person, wakes up in the morning and walks along and a snake is coming. And he doesn't know where the snake is. He doesn't see the snake. And he walks along, and instead of the snake biting him, he puts his foot, his heel on the snake's head, crushes the snake, and he carries on walking. That person never realized that he was a hairbreadth away from death. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately decided to save that person. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it alone because no one else sometimes knows. We don't realize those near death experiences, chas v'shalom, or those near loss experiences that Hashem saves us from, and we carry on walking. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alone, completely altruistically, in the kindness He bestows upon us. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.